Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On Monday, the Eagles had their first full team organized team activity at the NovaCare Complex. The media invited to attend, and everybody wanted to see what practice was all about. And the media were treated to an hour and 40 minutes of music, of high tempo, of good football at the NovaCare Complex. Afterward, quarterback Michael Vick, who took most of the reps with the first team offense, talked about what's going on with the Eagles on that side of the football. The expectations high, the energy level off the charts.
Well, I think the pace of our offense, getting everybody lined up, getting to the line, getting the pre-snap read on the defense, and ultimately making the right decisions on the fly. And it's over and over again. You see how many reps we get. You see how fast practice moves. So, the big adjustment is just the pace that we're on. I just try to make the most out of each and every snap I get. Just try to be the best in my decision making and help them get guys lined up and making sure the offense moves smoothly when I'm out there. And, that's the most important thing. I'm having a good time learning, everything and making an adjustment well. And the transition has been great. So, it's football. We're having fun with it.
As he said, from the time he's been the head coach, Chip Kelly understands that we are still a long ways away from September and the opening game at the Washington Redskins. So all of this talk about the depth chart is just that. It's just talk. But Kelly is pleased with what he's seen from his rookie class in limited exposure and was particularly effusive in his praise of fourth-round draft pick quarterback Matt Barkley.
Matt's been really good. We've had him for 3 days. Really thought he picked things up quickly. He's an extremely hard worker. He's here every morning at 6 a.m. Working at whatever it is to work on. I think he's got a great football background first and foremost. He started 4 years in high school and 4 years in college, and that's kind of rare. So he's been through, a lot, and it showed up when he got here. He's got a lot of experience, even though he's a rookie. So I've been real impressed with Matt in the 3 days now going into the fourth day that we've had him. So
continuing with the theme of quarterback Nick Foles, in his second year here with the Eagles, not fazed at all by the way this unofficial depth chart looks or by the fact that the Eagles used their first pick in day 3 of the NFL draft on Barkley. Foles just continuing to work hard, improve his game, and give the best to the head coach.
I didn't expect that at all. When I got drafted, when I was here with Coach Reed, that was my mindset. Y'all know me, I take it one day at a time, so it is what it is right now, and I love Chip Kelly. He's been great, and it's been fun learning the system, what we're doing here. We have a great coaching staff, great support around us, so the guys are buying into it, and we're all in. Hey, I'm working towards that. That's my goal. In my heart, that's what I want to do, and I got to show it on the field. I got to prove to the coaches, my teammates, that I can do that, and that's every single quarterback on this team. That's what our goal is. I feel like whoever's the quarterback that can win games will be the one that plays. It's that simple. It's that way on any team.
In general, though, the feeling is excitement among the players in the locker room, not only at the way practice is conducted, but about the whole mood around the team in general.
It's a lot different. It's a lot louder. Louder with a purpose, not just, white noise. But that's fun. He makes practice quick and upbeat, and the tempo is a lot of fun, and we're getting a lot accomplished while we're at it.
I mean, the offense is different. Looking towards the sideline, it takes you back to college. I never did it before. It's new to me, and I'm excited about it.
That was fantastic. Just the speed of it and meeting all the vets and everything. It's a good group of guys. I'm getting it. It's just a new language, but, that's what you practice for and, you study for, and, I'm getting it, and I'll get it.
Rookies missing the organized team activities. Second-round draft pick Zach Ertz, the tight end from Stanford. Also seventh-round cornerback Jordan Poyer from Oregon State. Both of those players waiting for their classes to graduate. They will miss all of the OTAs. And running back Miguel Maisonette will return to the NovaCare Complex next week after missing this week of OTAs. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.